Keon won't be out there today. We'll see where things go. And I just, Nate communicates with me each day, and we'll just take it one day at a time and see where things take us there.
Do you view him as a day-to-day at this point versus week-to-week?
I think it could be more than just week, more than just this week, but we'll see. Again, I'll know more. The evaluation is still ongoing here. So Cooper will be out there today in a similar capacity to what he was last week. Benford will be back. And then Reggie Gilliam is another one. I'm not sure if you guys had that on your radar or not, but he'll be limited today. So everybody, including those I already mentioned, will practice today other than Keon. Everybody will practice today. You guys already know about Smoot being out and on IR. So I think that should give you all the updates I know at this point.
Sean, just to clarify, with Keon, are you ruling him out for the weekend or yet to be determined?
Yet to be determined, yeah. I'll update you more on Friday, John, when I'm back in front of you guys. Yeah.
Sean, anything more about the nature of Keon's injury and her wrist?
Just that he's not going to be available today, and I know he wants to be available. He's a heck of a competitor. But he's not available today, and we'll see where that takes us, as I said, on Friday.
With DeJuan Smoot, did he have the surgery, and did that indicate anything about whether or not he'll be likely to return this season? I know you said it's Friday.
Yeah, I feel at this point that he'd be likely to return this season. Again, he just got out of surgery, I believe it was yesterday afternoon, so that's really my update from Nate at this point.
So you signed your
Yep.
I guess my question, Sean, would be on the Jordan Phillips move. Iliyanku has played seemingly pretty well for 2 weeks. Why not maybe elevate him to the 53 as opposed to bringing in Jordan Phillips? Can you discuss maybe that aspect of it?
Right. Well, each situation is different, number one. Sal, two is I think Ely has done some good things, to your point, valid point. Jordan Phillips was released from his other team, as was Q. So who knows where that'll go, right? They haven't played a lot, either of them, with their old clubs. So we've got to see if they're in shape and fit to play and just take it one step at a time. So we'll see where that goes.
Sean, Russell Douglas, you acquired him about this time last year. What is maybe such a good fit in the locker room and also on the field for what you guys want?
Well, he's a pro. Russell is. He's an instinctive football player, a good football player. He's been a nice addition to our team, and I just see his game getting better each and every week.
Can you explain the focus on two defensive linemen inside of them today? The priority on that position is it? Are you looking how much you're looking down the road for the playoffs, and how much are you looking back in knowing that you gave up 149 yards last week?
Again, it's you're always trying to improve your football team, whether it's fundamentals, whether it's fundamentally technique-wise, whatever it is. In this case, these two players came available, so we bring them in and see what it looks like. So as it relates to giving up the running yards we gave up last week, or adding players for the future here, it's all about trying to make our team better as much as we can. And, like I said, these two guys haven't played a lot this year. And so we get them in here and see are they in what type of football shape they're in and how they fit into where we're trying to go with our team moving forward.
You know Quentin from 2020, he was here. What traits does he bring to the field that make you interested in him?
Well, again, remember him from 2020. Been keeping our eyes on him as he's been going through his journey over the last couple of seasons, and not as much tape this year. A little bit more tape last year. Had some production last year, and I think it was with the Jets last season. So saw him up close last year, and just taking it one day at a time, and just trying to put our best players on the field and put the players in position to succeed, whoever's out there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
How much do you value having previous relationships with guys? We've seen you bring in guys for second or third stints in the past. How much yeah. did that factor into this with both of them?
Well, I give them credit. I think that, you know, players that have left here wanting to come back, I think, is a great sign of our team, of our culture. You know, beyond that, it's a question for Brandon at that point in terms of I wasn't involved in the communication there. So.
To go back to Maury, he's still only been here a few weeks. Just where do you see him at in acclimating to the team since he's had some limited practice times?
On? How do I see him?
Now that he's been here a few weeks, how has he acclimated to the team, the playbook, and everything, even though he's had some injury limitations?
Yeah, hard to say. He hasn't really practiced. You know what I mean? He's been, I think it was a week and a half or whatever, give or take. So as of last week, he practiced a little bit, and we'll see where it goes this week. To give you an accurate read on where he is with the playbook, it's – Right now he's spending as much time in the training room as he is in the process of game planning and all that type of stuff. So it's hard for me to say accurately in this case.
John, in your years with Josh,
yep.
What have you sort of observed or gleaned about the way he approaches like year over year improvement
yeah.
and how he evolves, you know, each year despite starting at a pretty high level?
Yeah, I mean, his year-to-year improvements have been very impressive. On the field, off the field, his command of our offense this year in particular, not that it hasn't been good in the past, but this year, you know, stands out to me. And his leadership on our football team as well. So he's just – that's what you want in the players, for each and every player to get better and better each and every year. Is that always the case? Not necessarily. It's just kind of the way the journey goes once in a while. But with Josh, I think he's gotten better each and every year.
And when you say command of the offense, how do you define that, and what are the signs that you're seeing in that regard?
Well, I would say overall, if you just watch, you know, the game, even from a fan standpoint, you know, you watch his comfort level in the pocket, you watch his progressing through his progressions and his progression reads, and you know, just his comfort level and decisiveness with what he wants to get done with the ball when the ball is in his hands, and even some things at the line of scrimmage that that he's doing game in and game out for us. So I just think when you play that quarterback position, there's just so much when you come into the league on one's shoulders, whether it's on the field or off the field, and he's done a great job of chipping away at that growth and into that kind of workload. And where he is now is, I really believe he's at the top of his game.
Sean, as well as the team has done in overcoming injuries and having to line up each week and what have you, how much do you hope to get some level of stability on that front at some point? And how much of a challenge is that to develop an identity, you know, towards the end of the season?
Yeah, I think we've got a very resilient football team, very tough football team and tough-minded team. You know, it's this part of the season, it's middle of the year or just beyond the middle of the season, and we've had to, you know, work ourselves through some of that and continuing going forward as well. So I think you find out about your football team, you find out about how the character of your football team, the toughness of your football team, and you know, last week we didn't have our best game, and we found a way to win. And I think that's also speaks volumes about our football team. Like I said, after the game, with a lot to work on, and today will be a walkthrough because of the where we're at in the season and just trying to get the guys fresh again here.
Sean, last week, Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco at 39 years old, and you haven't faced him, I look, since your second year here. What do you see from him, and what he does for that offense?
Yeah, one of the best to play the position. He's been playing it for, you know, quite some time, as we're all aware, and there's not a defense he hasn't seen already from a disguise standpoint and everything. So, you know, he's on top of his game, and we have a lot of respect for his game.
The Vikings blitzed the hell out of him last week. That's what they do. Do you think you need to get – I mean, I know you're probably not going to do that a lot, but do you need to get pressure on him
because he is an older guy who can't really escape?
Well, I believe pressure always starts with the front four. And, you know, that's where, you know, to just blitz irresponsibly is in some ways irresponsible at times, right? So I came from a very blitz-oriented background, right? So all in all, though, in order to do that, you have to have the complement of a four-man rush. And I think that's where, you know, we want to continue to put all of our eggs in that basket to start off and said, hey, how good is our four-man rush? And I think at times it's been really good, and I think at other times it can be better. As you know, winning the line of scrimmage is vastly important to winning in the NFL, run game or pass game in this case. So that's our base is that four-man rush, and everything stems from that.
When you say that, what do you on the days where you don't have a good pass rush, what do you think is helping that? What's the issue?
You tell me what game, and I'll try and give you the better explanation as to why it wasn't as good as we needed it to be.
But do you think it needs to be better overall, Sean, than what you've gotten through nine games?
I think if you look at last week's game, we didn't have enough third and long, one-dimensional type situations. So that doesn't speak of the pass rush. That speaks of first and second down defense, in particular first down defense. So, and then the complementary piece of putting a team into a one-dimensional type situation as a team. So, you know, those go hand in hand, and it's not just the front four. The coverage piece has to work together with it as well. So these are all areas here where we are trying to improve and become a better football team. So that process continues, and that's why we're going out to practice, albeit it's a walkthrough. But, you know, for any team to say they're satisfied at the midway point with everything they're doing, that's just not who we are. So,
Sean, I know that Todd Bass being the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, I know it's just an award. They don't really need all that much. But in that position, that award for a position that's so mentally tough, what can that do for his confidence moving forward?
Yeah, that was a big-time kick in a big-time moment of the game. And I think it just shows you what he's capable of. And, you know, you've got to be tough-minded in order to do that. And he executed. So I don't think we need to think twice about where he's at or anything like that. He just showed us where he's at. And that was a big-time play for us. And certainly the outcome was the outcome. So the journey continues, and we're moving forward. And so is he. So extremely proud of him, and looking forward to more of him just being the player that he is and he's capable of being.
Sean, it's time for moving on from Jordan and Micah. That's big shoes to fill for your defense.
Yep.
How have you seen Taylor and DeMar kind of grow into those respective roles this season?
Yeah, I think they've done a real nice job. I really do. You know, do they have the experience maybe that Jordan and Micah do, and some of the things that they were that were kind of feathers in their cap? Maybe not yet, but that'll come. And I think those two players have been very consistent for us, and probably some of the more consistent players we've had, A, health-wise, even though they've both been a little bit banged up. I mean, every player is this time of year, right? But I think their consistency has been important for us. You know, when you look at last week, we had some runs get out to the earlier point that was made. And I think when you can put a net on the run like those two did in the secondary, that was big for us, because those can go to the house, and those guys did a great job in the tackling aspect for us last week.